Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 371 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. Today is going to be a bit of a one-off, a rather unusual podcast. I don't have anything in particular to talk to you about, but at the same time, I do have quite a lot of things that I want to chat about. And I think this is going to be a bit more of a fireside chat type affair than the usual. There's just so much heat around. I'm recording this on Tuesday early evening, and we've had our windows closed all day to try and keep the heat out. We'll be opening them shortly as the temperatures are just starting to fall now, and goodness me, it's been very, very, very warm indeed. And we've gotten through it. It's not been as bad here as some places, but we got up to around 38 degrees yesterday, and very similar today. So we did manage to keep shy of the 40 degrees, but it's been very hot nonetheless. And well, we're through it now. I think as of now, the temperature will be falling. Tomorrow's high is going to be closer to 30, and then the following few days it'll get back down in the 20s, and then this heat wave will be behind us. So there's, as I said, a few things that I want to share with you and talk about. So I suppose you could consider it a type of oddments episode, but it's not really. I'm not going through a list of things that we've done this month and catching you up on the homestead. I'm just talking about a snapshot of where we are right now, because like I say, there's a few things that I want to talk about. And this heat has really, really been a slap in the face, because we've done everything we could. We put a big, as I mentioned on Monday's podcast, we put a big dust sheet over the brassica cage. My wife did that for me while I was busy out, and we did that. We did everything we could to protect our plants. We couldn't do as much as we would have liked if we had all the time in the world. If we were here full time and this was our job, we would have done a lot more, but obviously it's not. We have other things to do, like feeding our children and everything else. So we did what we could, which wasn't a great deal. It was basically putting that shade cloth up over our brassicas, and we've just made sure that everything is suitably watered. And even so, our brassicas have bolted. Not all of them, but a lot of our broccoli. A lot of our broccoli are Calabrese broccoli, the broccoli that form heads, not the sprouting broccoli. A lot of them have bolted, and it's just absolutely devastating, because we've really, really struggled this year in the garden. I mean, this year is looking like it's going to be almost a write-off at the moment. And I know I might sound a little bit down. I'm really not. I'm really quite positive. The heat is sapping my energy a little bit. I'm quite prepared to chalk this year up to experience. And, you know, we're still sowing. Nothing's beaten me. We're still going. We're still sowing, and we're still maintaining what we've got. But it's just been such a poor year for us, even though we've had the weather for a great crop, all bar the last week or so, and we've had this extreme heat. Before then, we've had a great growing year. The spring was fantastic, but we were obviously scuppered in the spring by our house move, and then we had to set up these beds and get them established really quickly, transplant seedlings, and it's just been such a war of attrition. We have lost so many plants. We've planted and replanted runner bean seedlings 3 times so far, and the last lot have almost given up the ghost again. I'm not sure we're going to get a single runner bean this year, which is just ridiculous. And it's still early. It's still only July. There's plenty of season left, and we will get some crops. I know that. And we've still got some things in the freezer from last year, and lots of things that we forage and have preserved, etc., etc. But the actual production in the garden so far this year has just been so, so disappointing. And we've just started harvesting carrots, which is nice. We are not yet harvesting beetroot, because all of my first sowings of beetroot, well, they weren't even sowings, they were seedlings that we purchased. All of those died. We lost those to what I think was cutworms. We've since re-sown those, so we've got more beetroot coming. They're all in containers now. We've got a decent amount of potatoes growing in containers, albeit nowhere near enough to meet our needs for a year, because we just don't have the space at the moment. But, you know, we've got things coming. We've got a few cauliflower plants that are looking really well. Some of our purple sprouting broccoli is looking really healthy, even though it isn't ready to start cropping yet. But the part of the reason I'm just so upset is because things were going so well in the brassica cage, and I've never, ever, ever gone to the effort of protecting my brassicas like I have this year, and I was really, really thrilled. So to have that taken away, we've got six or seven little tiny, tiny broccoli heads, not even the size of a tennis ball, all bolting, all running to seed. And it's just devastating, absolutely devastating, when you couple that onto everything else in our garden that has just not been great this year. Like I say, it's just been really, really difficult. We couldn't have moved house at a worse time. We moved house at Easter, so we missed out on all the early sowing that we could have done. We missed out on probably a second round of sowing at least. And then we probably missed out on a third round of sowing just because we were spending the time actually establishing the new garden and establishing the house. So we're so far behind right off the bat. And then we've also struggled with water retention at the back of our bed, the way we set our bed up. There's a little bit of a drop at the back. So that's where we had all of our climbers. They've really struggled. There are some successes. Tomatoes are looking great. The tomatoes are doing really well. I've got my first couple of tomatoes we've actually eaten now. We've had a couple of cucumbers, but they're really slow and a bit behind where we were last year, I think. And yeah, there's, like I say, there's a few successes, but we've just had so many failures this year. And a lot of it was down to obviously the house move, but then couple that with just my rush, my haste to get everything in. I did such a poor job of planning what I was buying when I was buying seedlings. And I've got, for some reason, I've got a big patch of onions that would have been far better suited to be something else, something a little bit more productive, something that's going to give us a better yield for that bit of ground. But we lost so many of our seedlings as well. And it's just been, and like I say, it was all through the really difficult stage of getting established at our new property. But it's just, yeah, one of those seasons. And I've got a few more seasons in me, so this will all just go down to experience. But I think next year will be much better going into established beds, etc., etc. Calmer, a more methodical, planned route through the season. And I really enjoy that because I missed out on a lot of the things that I really enjoy doing. I really get a great deal of pleasure out of sitting down and planning my vegetable bed. And I didn't do one jot of that this year. We went straight from, right, we need a vegetable bed, to, right, we're building a vegetable bed, to, right, we're buying seedlings and sowing them in our vegetable bed straight away when we get home. There was no planning, no anything really, which is not like me at all. So it's just been a bit of a rush followed by a bit of a disappointment, it has to be said, at least so far. So that's where we are with our vegetables. And like I say, I'm sat here in my bedroom, absolutely sweltering. I'm going to go and get a shower when I finish recording this. And just a little bit demoralized. We're not beaten. We're far from it. And we're not negative. Far from it. We're very, very positive. You know, this is just part of moving house and the experience we had to go through this winter. But it means that, or the experience we had to go through this year, rather, this season. But it means that we're far behind where we could be. And I think I need to take a step back and start learning from my mistakes. And rather than, I've spent this whole season just rushing to try and make up for losses and sow things and plant things, I need to sit back and think a little bit about what I actually want in the garden over the winter, do a bit of planning around what I'm sowing, get that all in place and go into next year looking much better than I am this year. We've still got lots of perpetual spinach and chard and all those kinds of plants which will see us through the winter, which is great. We've got lots of swede that are doing really well, but it's the summer crops. We've just really, really, really had a nightmare, had an absolute nightmare. And couple that with the fact that we haven't been able to even attempt a lot of what we would normally grow. We've had no room for pumpkins. We've had no room for sweet corn. And we've kind of missed those. And looking forwards a little bit, I've got a enormous job coming up in September, a building job, a 6-month project that is absolutely huge. I'm converting an old house into 9 flats. That starts in September. It's going to run right through the winter. And if that job goes well, that I should be able to earn really good money on that job and earn enough money that I'll come out the back of it in a position to be able to buy a field, which brings me on to the last thing that I wanted to just share with you today. And that is, one of the places that I approached before we moved house about renting a little field has come back to me, and I'm going to meet them next week, and we're going to have a chat about a piece of land there. Now, I can't really say too much because I don't know what direction that conversation is going to take. But what I can say is that I'm super, super confident that come the autumn, I will have an additional piece of land in the same village I live that is the sort of piece of land that I will be given the permission to do everything I want to with. So the size of that land, whether we're going to ultimately buy it or rent it, I'm not sure. But the actual plot of land exists, and I'm within touching distance of negotiating exactly how I take custodianship of it. So that's a huge positive and a huge thing that we're looking forward to in a positive light. So it's not all negative. So that's it. That's all I've got today, guys. It's just a really weird place that I'm at the moment, what with the weather here, what with the state of my garden and everything just feeling a little bit on top of me. And a lot of it is based around the weather, and it's all going to break tomorrow and we'll start feeling much, much better, much calmer, much more relaxed and much more able to just spend time outside and do things and look at things. And yeah, that's where we're at. So forgive the shortness of today's episode. Please do tune in on Friday, where we will be giving away another book. I'm not sure which one it is. I did announce it earlier in the week, but I have no idea. I'll have to go back and check Monday's podcast to find out what one it was. Oh, that's what it's like, guys. That's what I'm like. My brain is a little bit fried. But anyway, we are going to be back. Oh, here we go. I do have it in front of me. Let me just double check. Yes, it is Cost Effective Self-Sufficiency by Eve and Terence McLaughlin. There we go. I did have it. While I'm on the subject, actually, I've posted all of the books out now to everyone who has won. So if you're expecting a book, you should be getting that in the post in the next few days. And if you don't, then you might want to get in touch with me. I've got two people who I've got books earmarked for that I haven't got addresses for, and that is Rebecca Blassing and Sian Meenan. So if you guys want your books, please do send me an email. selfsufficientcontact@gmail.com. Give me your address, your shipping address, and I will get these posted out to you. But yeah, that's where we are. Thanks always, guys, for tuning in. Thanks for downloading every episode. Thanks for following everything I'm doing, joining me on YouTube, supporting the show, however you choose to do that, and telling your friends about it. I really do appreciate it. You guys are amazing. And before I go, I want to just say a really quick thank you to Jackie Hooper, who has just been absolutely fantastic and touched me with a fantastic gesture in an email conversation we had. And I just want to say I really appreciate it, Jackie. You're a star. Thank you so much. And I'll speak to you all on Friday. Cheers. This episode of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast was brought to you by our patrons. You guys are awesome. If you'd like to support the show, there's lots of ways you can do it. The easiest of which is just to like and review it wherever you get our podcasts. You can also tell somebody about it, whether that's on social media or just face to face with a friend who you think might benefit from it. But however you support our podcast, we really, really appreciate it. If you'd like to become a patron, please consider doing so by going to patreon.com/selfsufficienthub. However you support the podcast, it's listeners like you that make all of this possible. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I'll speak to you really soon. Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency, all things homesteading, and about how we can reduce the gap between our consumption and our production. Sustainability and food security matters.